Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's Richie, and I must tell you straight out that this is a happy studio this afternoon. If you were listening on Monday's show, I'd returned from a week away and I'd eaten all of the sweets that I was going to give to our two producers on my drive in to work, which was a pretty shameless thing. Edinburgh Rock. I'd been away to Edinburgh for a couple of nights, brought it back, loved it so much that I ate it all in the cart. So I've ordered some off a well-known online site. It's arrived this lunchtime. They both you both like it, boys?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
There we go. As you can see, they're absolutely delighted with it, and we're all in really good spirits here. One of the things that came out, though, while we were talking, and particularly as I was talking about how I was driving in the other day, ate all this rock, one of our producers, Harry, said how he passed his driving test, but with, get this, no minors whatsoever, and I was absolutely astonished. A driving test with zero faults.
Oh, yes.
Can't believe this. Now he's perked up. Edinburgh Rock Night might not quite be his thing, but he cannot believe. What a smug boy this fellow is. No minors whatsoever. Is there something that you have a completely flawless record at? No imperfections whatsoever. My Uber rating is 4.88. I think that's pretty decent, but I still find it distressing that it's not 5, because I think my chat with drivers is good. So I want to know what you have a flawless record at. Clark says, I got involved in 3 sets of fisticuffs with my brother. I lost them all, so I am flawless in defeat. That is one way of looking at it. I like it, Clark. Matt in Stevenage says, I have 8 CSE grade ones. It was a record in 1978, and as there are no more CSE exams, it holds today. I like your thinking, Matt. I'm beaten forever. Jeremy, what's yours?
So mine is penalty taking at football.
Right. A 100% flawless record at penalties.
Yeah, over 8 seasons, playing for Chadwell Heath FC and the Dagenham and District League.
Yeah.
Including 5 in one game.
Right, OK, so let's look at the tail of the tape here. Over 8 seasons, flawless record for scoring penalties, and in one match you scored 5.
That's correct.
Let's deal with the one match first of all. How on earth do you get 5 penalties in one game, let alone score of them? Who was in goal? No one.
So it was a semi-final of a cup.
Semi-final of the cup and you got 5 penalties.
Yeah. And it went to extra time and then penalties. And I scored 2 in normal time to bring the score to 2-2 and take it into extra time. And 2 in extra time to take it to 4-4 and take it to penalties, and then the first one of the shootout.
The Dagenham League sounds a little bit tasty, may I say.
Just a tad.
Jeremy, are you still playing?
No. This was 30 years ago now.
So it will forever remain unblemished.
Oh, and I just remembered that my manager at the time decided to sidle up to me just before I took the one in the penalty shootout and remind me that, you know, this wouldn't be a good time to lose my unblemished record.
Fantastic. Jeremy, you're a legend of the East London Leagues. Well done.
Thank you.
This has been texted from Kaz. Says, flawless record, bop it. You know that electronic game with the twist, pull, bop it button thing? I got such a high score on there, it played some music and just gave up fighting me. I've never heard of anybody complete bop it. I think I get to about like 17 things and then just get frustrated and chuck it at a wall. Kaz, that's incredible. Aaron's hanging on. You've got one you're proud of?
That's right. I've got 100% record at Monopoly. Never lost a game.
Never lost a game of Monopoly.
Nope.
How often, how many games have you played of Monopoly, Aaron?
Well, I'm 46. It's probably just a bit of a Christmas job, but I've still a few games over the years.
So let's say you've been playing every Christmas from the age of maybe 18 onwards. That's still the best part of 2 decades worth of games of Monopoly unbeaten.
Not bad, is it? Not bad.
It's not bad. I feel a bit of a fraud because our resident board game nerd is currently sat with a red wine in Bordeaux somewhere, probably playing a French board game or something or other. Aaron, is there a particular tactic you'd advise everyone else?
You've just got to be ruthless from the start. Take no prisoners. Savage.
Okay. But it's luck, mate. It's all about the roll of the dice.
It is, but there's always a deal to be done.
Aaron, I'm going to call it. Come for me. Come for me in the courts if you want. You're shifty.
That's it, mate. Win's a win.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Apologies in advance if over the next minute or so you think by mistake you've tuned in to Radio 4. You haven't. But I want to talk about bins. And in fact, we're going to play a little game of Top Trumps. Who doesn't like to play Top Trumps? I think bins are going to be what finally drives me mad. Tomorrow, at home, it's a new bin day. In fact, it's day one of a new bin revolution in Hertfordshire. I can't believe how many bins I've got outside my house. Let me take you through what is going on. I have now got one brown garden waste bin. That's always been the same. One black-lidded mixed recycling bin. Now, that was the old just rubbish bin. One blue-lidded paper and cardboard recycling bin, which was the old everything recycling bin. One brown new food waste caddy, which comes with a smaller kitchen food waste caddy that is to be kept in the kitchen. And then they've delivered two new purple-lidded actual rubbish bins. Why two? I've no idea, because they're smaller than all of the old ones. So in total, outside my one house, six bins. I'm genuinely not sure where I'm going to keep them all. Then the garden waste, they collect that on a Monday every fortnight. Everything else comes on a Thursday every 3 weeks. And then the food waste also comes on a Thursday, but that's every week. I think I might move to outside the house just to make sure that they're outside on the right day. So, the question is, am I in a bad place or do I not know that I'm lucky, right? Can you trump my bins? Can you beat six? I know Bin Chat is very successful for Jason Manford on Sunday mornings here on Absolute Radio, where we're touching on it briefly on Home Time tonight. I want to see if anyone's got more than the six bins that I am now meant to have outside the house because of the new bin revolution that is taking place. Andy reckons he can beat me. What have you got?
We've got seven bins.
Seven sure. bins, right. This is incredible. You've beaten me by one. Whereabouts are you, Andy?
So we're in Rhyl in North Wales.
Right, OK. Tale of the tape. What is each bin for? And I cannot believe Home Time has come to this.
Yeah. So we've got one blue bag for cardboard.
Right.
One black box with a blue lid for paper.
Yep.
One black box with a green flap for glass.
Yep.
One black box with a red flap for plastic and metal.
Love a red flap.
One orange bin for food waste, which has to be bagged in green bags before it goes in the orange bin.
Yep.
One green bin, wheelie bin for garden waste.
Yep.
And one blue wheelie bin for household waste, general waste.
Seven bins. Honestly, Andy, it's going to drive us crazy.
Yeah, and ours all get collected on a Monday.
Now you are lucky. Hang on. Every single one of those on the same Monday?
No, so the general waste gets collected every 4 weeks.
You are listening to Radio 4.
General waste every 4 weeks. Garden waste every 2 weeks, everything else every week.
Honestly, if the aliens landed and they looked at our streets and they saw all these bins outside our houses just lined up, they'd think that that's what's in charge.
Yeah, and you've got to see what your neighbours do to make sure you're doing the right thing as well. you never want to be first. You never want to set the precedent for the street.
Well,
because
Andy,
if you get it wrong, everyone gets it wrong.
Listen, you are first in Bin Top Trumps. In Rhyl, you are leading, so congratulations. There is no prize.
Brilliant. Thanks very much. What a competition I love to win every day.
Sean in Northamptonshire has texted 81215, says, I can't beat your bins. We only have four. But I bet I can beat you on lights in a home. A pretty standard four-bed house. We have 42 lights. Can you beat that? Sean, don't even start asking the question.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
It is a Britpop summer here on Absolute Radio. Been asking for your memories of iconic gigs that you've been to. It's time to feature James.
Hi, my name's Rachel and my Britpop ticket is James. In October 1991 at the Mayfair in Newcastle. What I remember mainly is, first off, having to queue for absolutely ages to get in. I didn't have a ticket and I had to buy it from a tout outside. I managed to haggle him down. He wanted £20 for it and it was meant to be £8.50. So I paid £12 for it. When I got in there, it was absolutely rammed, hot and sweaty. And I'd never seen James before, but I'd heard loads of their early stuff. And then just watching them, I was just blown away by the energy. I was absolutely mesmerised by Tim Booth, by his dancing and everything. It was incredible. And there was one real standout track, which was God Only Knows. And it was like this crazy cacophony. The crowd was insane. I was right at the front. It was a really small, sort of intimate gig, and it was just unbelievable. I was so hooked after seeing that gig. That was it. I was just blown away by it. I got to meet them afterwards as well and got some stuff signed. And I just knew from that point, I was like, this is my band. This is the band that I've got to keep going to see. And throughout the 90s, I saw them loads of times. I'd go all over the UK to go and see them. And I've carried on seeing them loads. I've lost count of how many times I've seen them now. It's quite ridiculous, really. I've got the ticket for that gig. I've got multiple boxes full of tickets and merch, and it's in a box with loads and loads of various James things. It's one of my prized possessions.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio is where real music matters. Wednesday evening, it is home time. It is Richie. Bush may be away. We know where his whereabouts are. Off on holiday, but where are you? Halfway through the week, just want to check in. Tailor the final hour of Wednesday's show exactly to your needs by finding out whether you are home or not home. It is home time after all. Simple question, so it should be a simple answer. 81215, please, for your texts or on the socials at Absolute Radio. Jess and Alex are home making one-pot chicken pasta. Ingredients there that I like the sound of, but I didn't know what the one-pot thing was. I've just Googled it. It's basically just using one pot. Saves on washing up, but I'm still hungry, so sounds nice. Steve, in Retford, I'm not home. I'm baling wheat and straw. Immediately, I'm wanting to watch Clarkson's Farm. Steve, hope you're having a good time. Working hard, no doubt, from what I've seen of these farming programmes. No name attached to this one. I'm very much home. I'm listening to you on the radio with my 9.5-month-old baby. If you've got a 9.5-month-old baby, I'm surprised, ironically, to hear that you're home. Of course you're home. So difficult to get out of the house. Dudley in Newquay is at home because Tuesdays and Wednesdays are his weekend because he works every Saturday and Sunday tattooing. Who'd have known that tattooing was a weekend thing? Tailoring the final hour of Wednesday's show specifically for your needs. Peter in Kettering is home, but not in the home. Peter says, well, I'm in the beer shed and my other half has got the hump. Peter, I don't know what's going on, but I don't think you're necessarily playing this the right way. Get yourself out the beer shed, get it sorted. Elspeth and Willie in Ayr in Scotland are not home. You wouldn't guess where they are in 100 guesses. They are out at a Latin and ballroom class. I don't know why, but I just didn't see that coming. Elspeth and Willie, have a good evening. No name attached to this one. I'm not home. I'm heading to Basingstoke for a session with a personal trainer. Trying to lose weight for my wedding at the end of 2026. Got to make sure the photos are worth the money. Wedding photos cost a lot of money. I'm sure the personal trainer does too. I'm sure it'll all be worth it.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.